Chapter 5. I'm sorry, dear. Nance looked over at Lexi from the passenger seat. Xavier was so distraught, I couldn't push him about paying you. That's okay, Nance. I'll figure something out to keep my cash flow on the positive side.
Oh, you won't have to worry. The Ladies Detective Club will get right on it, and we'll have the murderer figured out in no time. Then you can get your bill paid.
That's exactly what I was afraid you'd say. Lexi poked at her eye, which had started twitching again.
Oh, now come on. We've had some good successes. Even Jack admitted we helped him in a few cases.
She looked at Lexi sideways.
Speaking of Jack, are you two still a hot item?
Lexi felt her cheeks grow warm.
Were they still an item?
She didn't know the answer and had more pressing problems to think of. Luckily, they had arrived at the Brook Ridge Retirement Center, so she could avoid the question by changing the subject. Here we are. Might as well go and fill the ladies in. She opened her car door and climbed out, waiting for Nance to do the same. They headed for the lobby. Lexi wasn't the least bit surprised to find Ida, Ruth, and Helen waiting for them at the usual table, their iPads at the ready. The three ladies peppered them with questions as soon as they sat down.
What did you find out?
Did you get a look at the crime scene?
How is Xavy holding up?
What's wrong with your eye?
Nance filled them in on Xavier and the argument they heard in the hall.
Xavier was so upset when I asked about paying Lexi's bill that I never got a chance to look at the murder scene.
We'll need to look into this Candace person.
Ruth clicked on her iPad.
Do you know her last name?
Nance and Lexi shook their heads, to the obvious disappointment of the others.
Lexi, Helen said, scooting her chair in, do you remember what the murder scene looked like?
Lexi thought back to the morning.
There was a lot of blood, and Justine was laying on her side. I don't remember much else.
I can help you remember. Sit back and relax. Close your eyes.
Lexi did as she was told. Helen continued in a calm, soothing voice.
Picture yourself walking into the kitchen. What do you hear? What do you smell?
Lexi pictured the kitchen in her mind's eye.
The clock is ticking, but otherwise it is very quiet. I smell pastries and copper.
Do you see the body? How is it positioned?
I saw her feet first. I noticed the shoes because they were a pair of Steve Madden's I've had my eye on. The rest of her was hidden by the counter. Then I peeked around and saw all the blood.
Go on. What did the body look like? Remember, you're safe here with us.
Lexi felt like she had been transported back in time. She could see Chastine perfectly.
She was laying on her side. The blood was coming from a big gap in her chest. Really big. Her hair was perfectly coiffed. She had on a blue skirt and fuchsia shirt. They looked great together. And she had all her nice jewelry, her bracelet, rings, earrings. Wait, her pin.
Lexi's eyes popped open.
Yes? Helen prompted.
She always wore a gorgeous pin. I'd admired it several times because it had an unusual stone in it, a canary yellow cushion-cut diamond. The pin was missing, a hole ripped in the shirt where it should have been.
The women exchanged excited glances. Helen tapped something into the notepad app on her iPad.
That was great, Lexi. It could be a valuable clue which might help us find the killer, Helen said.
Great. Lexi felt happy about helping. Then her eyes narrowed with suspicion.
Wait a minute. Did you just hypnotize me?
Helen nodded. Yes, that skill comes in handy for many things. I can also help you get rid of that annoying eye twitch.
You can? Lexi's finger went up to her eye. She would have to consider that. The eye twitch was getting pretty annoying.
Ida clapped her hands softly. Let's get back on track here. We don't want the trail to grow cold.
Nance turned to Lexi. Lexi, you'll need to do some digging. Find out about this Candace person, her last name, and what her relationship is with that Tolliver boy. See if Chastine had any enemies. Maybe you could go back there and poke around for the murder weapon?
Make a list of anyone you think is a suspect. Don't forget to include anyone who had means, motive, and opportunity,
Ida instructed, punctuating each word with a shake of her finger.
Right,
Lexi nodded, feeling like she was getting a homework assignment from her grade school teacher.
We'll get to work here, researching the backgrounds of the suspects and poking around pawn shops to see if the pin surfaces,
Nan said. The ladies went to pawn shops? Lexi stared at them, picturing the four women in trench coats launching a clandestine trip to the seedy section of town to canvass the pawn shops.
Well, don't sit there. Get a move on.
Nan startled Lexi out of her fantasy. She jumped up, said her goodbyes, and started toward the door.
Oh, and find out when the wake is, Nan called after her. I think the Ladies' Detective Club is due for a little field trip.